This is Sarah Hale with SVI Media. I'm here with First Lady Jenny Gordon. Jenny, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing in Star Valley and some of the things you've experienced today?
Sure. Well, we're here on a snowy day, which is wonderful. I came to the food pantry and basically helped the Sunshine Group load the baskets down in the basement, which was wonderful. They were amazing and had a lot of enthusiasm, and I'm getting ready to go upstairs and help distribute the food to some of the clients. So I'm looking forward to that.
So tell me a little bit, hunger is kind of your focus. Tell me a little bit about how you narrowed in on that as your initiative and what your goal is and what you'd like to see happen around the state.
Sure. Well, I am one of 10 children, and while our family always had enough, just enough to eat, both of my parents were born in abject poverty, my mother in Austria during the war. So when she came to the States, she always made sure that you were grateful for everything you had and you never wasted anything. And my dad also grew up in a large family who lost his home during the Depression. So we were taught from a young age to make sure that you took care of those and help those in need if you could. So now that I'm in the position I'm in, I want to make sure we're not reinventing the wheel, but that we are we're spotlighting people who are doing the work so that we just get more people aware of what's going on.
A lot of people might look around and say, hunger's not a problem in Wyoming. Why don't you talk a little bit about maybe the reality versus the perception as far as, you know, people here are hungry and what it is we can do to help?
Sure. Well, I know yesterday I was in Cheyenne, and we packed 1,800 bags for kids. That's 2 weeks' worth of kids, so there are 900 children that are taking Friday food bags there. I know here, for instance, during the holidays, we were packing upwards of 200 meals for Christmas. So the need is there, and people just maybe aren't aware, or they're not sure who's doing the work, so they don't know that it's happening in their own communities.
So, you know, here we're at the food pantry. We're down here surrounded by cans of all sorts of interesting things. Tell me a little bit about if you're a community member, you want to get involved, you want to see what can happen. How can somebody get involved and be part of the solution?
Sure. Well, if you don't know what's in your area, our website, nohungerwyo.org, has lists of everything in each community. If you have a group and it's not on that site, please call us and let us know. We're going to add you. There's also 211, which is a nationwide call-in number, but in Wyoming, we have a local bank, and you can call in, and they can refer you to facilities all over the state or in your community to help you with not only hunger, but if your electricity is getting shut off, if you need mental health services. So there are a lot of resources out there, but we just need to get people aware of them.
All right. So tell me a little bit, obviously, I'm assuming this, but you haven't spent a lot of time in Star Valley prior to this. Why don't you give me a little bit about your impression of our area and our communities?
Well, I actually have spent a little time here. I was in the LEAD program, and we had one of our courses here in Afton last year. So I got to go to Shumway Farms.
Nice. You've had some delicious ice cream.
Yes, I have. And also went to Hatterley with the High Tunnels, Hatterley Farms. Mm-hmm. And so I got to see a little bit of this area. We were here for 3 days. Also on the campaign trail. Some good friends showed us around, Randall Luthy and Kevin Voiles. So got to be in town and meet a lot of the business owners. So while I haven't been here a lot, I've been here in the summer. But the winter is equally beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Anything you'd like to tell the people of Star Valley about things you're working on or things they can do, just any message you'd like to share?
Well, I would just say that the people who are doing the work here are so committed. I've met all the board members, and they're enthusiastic. And I think that if you have extra time, come down and help these folks. And I think you will be rewarded greatly.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.